This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins."
Thank you so much, everyone. That was amazing. You can do the amazings and the awfuls, because I'm going to say that quite a lot. So do carry on with that. That has been our theme, isn't it? This kind of change of day that people had. And we're going to just think very briefly about Joseph, because his day went from awful to amazing. And we're going to see how. And we're going to see how actually Christmas, the good news of Jesus, is a bit like that. Hands up, who is ready for Christmas? Anyone? One or two? Yeah, mainly children. Okay, notably. Well, look, hopefully this will help us get ready for Christmas and think about what it's really about. So, here is Joseph's awful, awful day. He thought that Mary had cheated on him. So they were engaged to get married, and turns out she's expecting a baby, and Joseph knows it's not his. This was bad news for him, but his day turns out to be amazing. Amazing. Because he's told by an angel, and as soon as we hear of angels, we know this is supernatural, this is a God thing that is going on. And can I say, we would expect that, wouldn't we, if God is coming into the world? We'd expect things that are out of the ordinary to happen. Well, this is out of the ordinary. An angel tells him, Mary's baby is from God, the Holy Spirit. That is extraordinary news, isn't it? And what I want to say this morning is, in the same way that Joseph's day was completely changed, the good news of Jesus takes us from, each of us, from awful to amazing. And I want to explain how that is. And to explain that, we need to listen a bit more carefully to what the angel said to Joseph to explain why Mary was pregnant. Here's what the angel says. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. It's interesting. So we need to work out what does the name Jesus mean. But before we do that, names have meanings. Now, where did the handheld mic go? Okay, I need a runner. Who would like to be a runner? Who's feeling fit? Josh, great. Okay, does anyone, hands up, anyone know what their name means? This can be children or adults. Josh, do you want to do a run round? We've got someone on the front row here. So call out your name and tell us what it means.
Arthur, my name means bear or rock.
Nice.
Beatrice, my name means bringer of joy.
Great.
Isabel means devoted to God.
Great. Okay, we got a few more. As one, okay, go on, Carol.
Noah, I'm pretty sure it means rest.
Okay. Very good.
Austin means like good guy.
Did you just make that up? Is that true? Amazing.
Jolien means soft head.
Very good. Very good.
Aaron means mountain of strength.
Great. There's one right in the middle here. Great. There's two in the middle, actually.
Teresa means late harvest.
Nice, nice. Okay, I think we've got one more. We got a couple
James,
over here. Go on.
James on. Means crumbly cookie.
Very good. Yeah. There's a couple over there. And then two more and then we'll go. That'll be done. Great.
My 10 means personality soldier.
Nice. Very good. Okay, a couple more and then we're going to round up.
Theo means God's gift.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Good. My name, Peter, means stone. Thank you. Or I prefer the rock. Some people laugh too heartily at that. Yeah. Okay, Jesus' name. Some of you will know this. Jesus' name means God saves. That is what the name Jesus means. God saves. So, going back to what the angel says to Joseph, it now makes sense. So, the angel says you are to give him the name Jesus because it means God saves. That's his name. And then the angel says what he saves from, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, let's think about this, because this is how the good news of Jesus takes us from to. Okay, here we go. Let's have a look. So first of all, let's think about awful. And it's everything to do with our sin. What is sin? It's a bit of an old-fashioned word, isn't it, today? But do you know what? To understand the good news of Jesus, you have to understand what sin actually is. Here we go. So first of all, it's about the fact that we fail to do what God wants us to do. I'm not very good at archery. I'm even worse at darts. And when I play darts, there are times when this happens. I actually hit the board around, or the wall around. I make holes in the wall around the board. And it's a bit like that with the way that we live. We fail. We fall short of God's standards. Actually, we fall short of our own standards, don't we? Let alone God's standards, whose standards are perfect. So all of us, we fall short. We fail in lots of different ways. The Bible says that all of us have sinned and fallen short of God's glory, of who God is and what he commands us. So that's one way of thinking about sin. It's an important way. But there's another way. It's not just that we fail to be the people we should be, but also it's this. We often disobey. Now, imagine this. Imagine if you've got an open fire at home, you'll relate to this, but if you haven't, imagine you've got an open fire at home. Imagine this is your open fire here, and your parents say to you, look, there's a rug on the floor, and I don't want you to go near the fire. In fact, make sure you're far enough away from the fire. I don't want you to touch the rug. Do not step on the rug. Now, what do you want to do? Step on the rug. Because I don't want to be told by my parents or anyone else what to do. I would like to step on the rug. And that's in all of our hearts. That's a silly illustration, but it illustrates what we're like. When God says, do this, we go, we don't want God to be God over us. We want to do what we want to do. We want to make up the rules. So look, not only are we people who fall short of God's standards, but also we rebel against God. We want to do things our way. And both of those things are what the Bible calls sin. And because God is just, God is fair, and God is perfect, he has to judge sin. He can't just go, it doesn't matter. It'll be a bit like in our law courts, a criminal coming in who's done some terrible things, and the judge goes, oh, it's okay, we can let you off. No, a fair judge will bring justice. And the thing is, because we all fall short and we all rebel, God has to judge us. Now that is the awful, awful news that we need to hear. But Christmas is actually really, really good news. And here it is. Here's the good news, that Jesus came to save. Let's think about Jesus. Do you know, Jesus, he never, ever fell short of God's standards. Always did what was good. The Bible says, Jesus said, we must love God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, all of our strength. And that is what Jesus did. He was perfect in the way that he lived, in a way that we can't be. And he could do that because he's God. He was absolutely perfect. So for all the ways that we fall short, Jesus didn't. He was totally perfect in all that he did. Do you know, I would imagine Jesus was the best friend you could ever had if you lived when he lived. The amazing thing is, he's actually the best friend you can have today. I'm going to say about that in a moment. So he was always perfect, but also he always obeyed God his Father. He said, I've come to do my Father's will. And one day, people were kind of saying nasty things about Jesus, and he said this, can any of you prove me guilty of doing wrong? Now, if I said this morning, okay, Binscombe Church, can any of you prove me guilty of doing wrong? I know there's quite a lot of you, probably most of you go, well, I can think of something, Pete, and I can tell you, my wife and children will tell you. There's lots of things I've done wrong. So I can't say that, but Jesus could say that to people who are really going for him. He said, you can't accuse me of any wrong because I've done no wrong. So he always obeyed God his Father. And in particular, Jesus always loved. He would be someone that you would feel safe with, and yet you would tremble before him because he's so great and so pure. But you would know that he would love you. You would know that he is for you. You would feel safe with Jesus. There are too many relationships where we don't feel safe in all sorts of contexts, sometimes in our most personal lives, where we don't feel safe. But with Jesus, we'd feel totally safe because he perfectly loved. You would know that he is for you. And in particular, the angel says to Joseph, he will save his people from their sins. So we need to remember that Christmas is actually about Easter. So you can't understand Christmas unless you understand Easter. That Jesus was born into our world to die. And the reason is because God is just, he has to punish sin. And that is what Jesus does on the cross. He was born to go to the cross and there to take the just punishment we deserve as our substitute in our place so that we can be forgiven. That is how big God's love is. He gives his life for us. It is the biggest and the best Christmas present you could ever receive. So what I want to do is I want to say to us this morning this. Let the good news of Jesus take you from awful to amazing. And here's how. And there's two words, really. First of all, this is for all who repent. It's a Bible word, but it's a really important word. To repent means it's basically turning around. So I'm going this way. And imagine this way represents me living in God's world as though I'm God. It's me living in God's world going, I want to call the shots. I don't want to listen to what God says. But then it's going, whoa, but Jesus is God. I've got to change. And so it means literally turning around and it's going back that way towards God. And it's saying, I want to go God's way. I want Jesus to be king and God of my life. So repentance is literally about an about turn. It's actually realizing the reality that God is God. I'm not God. So it's that. And it's asking God's forgiveness for going our own way. But then it is for all who believe. So it's turning around and putting our trust in what Jesus has done for us at the cross. So it's no good really to know about Jesus, know about Christmas, know about Easter, that Jesus died there. We have to put our trust in what Christ has done personally. So in the same way that you walked in this morning, and those of you who are sitting on chairs, you are trusting in your chair. You've got to actually actively trust in Jesus. And not just know that the chair can hold your weight, but actually sit on it. Not just know Jesus can save, but actually ask him to save you. That is the big difference. And look, that is how we go. So can I encourage you this Christmas, put your trust in Jesus, and that is how you go from one of those things to the other.